This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Issues of the day, the fun. This is the on-air experience with Doug Jen and Victoria, known as DJV. Kara Schillen is at the control room, at the controls in our control room, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful for lots of things today. I'll tell you what I am not thankful for. This will be my one and only political statement about three different things that are troublesome. For me, anyway, as somebody who wants to see, and you've heard me consistently say, I want to see the new administration do well. They will not do well, in my opinion, with Betsy DeVos as the education secretary. I think that she's nonsensical, and and putting her there is nonsense. Scott Pruitt, I may be more against him than, I'm trying to find something positive here. There are some people that I think are okay. I don't think there's anybody that's stellar or spectacular in this group, but Pruitt is definitely on the enemy list because of his connection to Monsanto and the way he has in the past worked over EPA rulings. I'm not a fan of the EPA, you know that, at all. They're way overcooked in terms of regulation. But to put somebody like that even close to anything that has to do with farming is anathema to me. And he, I think, may be the most controversial, Jennifer, of all of the nominees.
Betsy DeVos. I definitely think she's the one that garnered the most controversy. I mean, Pruitt is suing the EPA, which makes it of note. But most of the cabinet picks, I really like. What I think is the travesty is that none of them have been confirmed yet. I mean, we're confirming these things so slowly. And so when you actually have some ammunition and you want to make a case about Betsy DeVos, most people aren't taking you too seriously because it just looks like sour grapes because you won't confirm people who are qualified, like Tom Price or Jeff Sessions, who have been just a victim of procedural delays by the Democrats. And it just seems...
There's a lot of stuff.
Every other presidency, most presidents have a complete cabinet confirmed. The Democrats are simply sour grapesing it, and they're trying to delay it.
Well, but there's some legitimate concern, though, Jen, about some of these nominees. No, this isn't just
the only
sour
legitimate,
grapes.
No, the only legitimate concern is with Betsy DeVos.
Well, there are for a lot of us. I mean, but we do have concerns. Betsy DeVos was unqualified.
But
she's
don't you get
now.
That people aren't going to take that seriously when the Democrats are giving hell to everybody else? I mean,
you're right about that. Yeah.
It's like the boy who cried wolf. Okay, so everybody's terrible. We're not going to confirm anything.
Well, but the problem is they're crying wolf and they're spoiling the even-handedness. The Democrats, I agree with you there. They're spoiling the even-handedness of this process by either slowing it down or the usual crybaby stuff. But in the main, maybe this is a better way of looking at it, and I'll leave it at this. Somebody like Betsy DeVos, who's a lightning rod, first of all, the Education Department is, in many people's minds, including mine, pretty extraneous. In the history of the Education Department, the educational quality of our schooling in this country has gone downhill. There's not one year, not one administration, not one thing that you can really see that has had significant impact on the improvement of education. A lot of money's been spent, but you can't point to anything in particular that has improved in our nation's schools under the Education Department, no matter who was in charge, no matter who the president was. So there's that. And then the EPA, the same. So do we need people to check on and do something about the abuses? Yes. And I have no further to go by. A friend of mine is an environmental lawyer in town meeting with me. We were talking about this last night, actually. You go back to
the days in the movie. John Travolta was the star of the movie. I forget who the people were, but it was about the kids. I mean, never mind even going back to that era.
Are you talking about the water? Ridiculous stuff. A civil action. That was in Toms River, New Jersey, which is about 15 minutes south of where I grew up.
Yeah.
And in New Jersey, the Chromium 6, Aaron Brockovich, the real Aaron Brockovich, is still talking about this. It's still a major issue, and the EPA hasn't done enough about it, and now the threat that people who are concerned about with things like the EPA and environmental issues, the threat of having a guy who doesn't believe in the EPA and has sued them numerous times, you know, what's going to happen to the quality of our drinking water? It's not going to be an issue that's important to him. Look at Michigan
and Flint and that kind of stuff. All right, so the only other thing that I will, this is really what's got me humping. The Army Corps of Engineers said it's going to approve the Dakota Access Pipeline as it was presented, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm about ready to write off at least this part of it. These people are going to be in court for years. This pipeline is not going to get built there. So why do you stick it? Why do you take the approach of just saying, okay, we're in charge, we're going to do it this way? It doesn't make any sense. There are so many more battles.
Well, the Army Corps of Engineers is not necessarily made up of people from the Trump administration. I didn't say it was,
but the Trump administration could say to them, put it someplace else. Make sure that you're not.
Why would they insist that they so much money? I mean,
so what? If you're what? You know what's going to happen if this thing leaks under that lake? How many suits there will be? Never mind people's health. They'll be suing the federal government till the cows come home, and you and I are going to end up paying for it. It's asinine.
And the Army Corps of Engineers. Right. And the Army Corps of Engineers. It's like Jen said. It's not made up of the Trump administration. However, the Obama administration said, okay, with all the protesting, everything going on, we need to take a look at what the long-term ramifications could be. They've literally canceled that report yesterday.
Well,
so that came out that
the Obama administration should have done is have some balsam and just said, okay, we're not doing it here. We're doing it up there. And then they could have started the construction right away. If they put it up the river 14, 15 miles, or they put it over the river instead of underneath, this is just asking.
But the problem, though, is they already have the pipes in place at that part of the river. So they would literally, if the Obama administration came in and said, you need to move it, it would have been such a huge deal. And everybody would have been up in arms 2 months before he was out of office. It would have been a huge thing. But looking at the future and the potential of what could happen, that should be mandatory. And the fact that that got canceled and that's not happening anymore, and they're just basically steamrolling ahead. I mean, that's the problem. And this could end up in court for a long time.
Yeah,
but who knows?
But
they may just get steamrolled right over again. You don't know.
Now, I just think that there's so many there's so many battles to pick, so many things that have been done wrong in the past 8 years or 16 years or whatever it is that could be fixed by people who have knowledge and goodwill. There's nothing about this that presents goodwill. And all it's going to do is stir a pot that doesn't need to be. You don't need to be doing this stuff. There's so many other things. It's so easy to fix. That's what really kind of annoys me. It's so easy to fix it. Yeah, so the pipe is here. So you pick it up and you move it. You know, we're not talking about serious money here. But we are talking about serious money when it comes to going to court and being back and forth and taxpayers paying for all of this stuff. It's just, there's not a way of looking. Nobody's either all good or all bad. But in this circumstance, for me, this is nothing but bad.
And I agree.
It's despicable. It's unreasonable. It's really going to prove to be undoable. Not necessary at all. And I think that's kind of a, you know, I just wish that they wouldn't do the American salute so much. I wish they would be a little bit more. We've had both things were, again, the past 16 years we've had this, up yours to the other side, and it may be the pendulum has swung, but it's time for us to figure out how to work together. And I find, you know,
that's a cute thing to say, but it sure isn't happening.
No, it isn't, because both sides are back into their usual mode of being destructive. And there's nothing constructive about what Chuck Schumer says about any of this stuff any more than there is constructive of what, you know, some of the, I forget the senator's name, the Republican senator from Montana. Anyway, this I don't want to get any more embroiled in this than I have. I made my point, and you made your points, so we move on to something that's more pleasant. like a couple of good commercials. 16 past the hour with DJV.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.90 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or use paper for coupon and details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17 half the hour. This is the DJV experience with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. I noticed that there was a lot of bad weather yesterday, especially down in New Orleans. Tornadoes, severe storms. Yeah. Man,
our friend Roberta Fasinelli was freaking out. She lives in New Orleans now. There are tornadoes all over the place.
You saw pictures of the wind flipping over cars, gas station roofs ripping, the power poles ripped right out of the ground. This is an area where they're, by the way, starting to do more. Have you noticed, actually, this is an interesting trend. Remember when we used to laugh, Jennifer, about driving up the 10 through Palm Springs and you saw all the farm, the tower farm, the electric farm, what do we call it?
Yeah, they have windmills for
farm.
Energy,
yeah.
Right.
Now they're building them all over the place. There's a project going in off the coast of New England, off Block Island, that will have hundreds of these things out there. And they wanted to put them off the coast of Cape Cod. But the Kennedys stopped it. So even though you wouldn't be able to see it, so they just moved it down to Block Island, where they don't have the same kind of cachet, apparently, and nobody cares because you're not going to be able to see it anyway. This is the perfect way. Plus, you weren't here yesterday, Jennifer, when I was talking about my friend who's the state rep has proposed in Massachusetts that the Mass Turnpike be covered from end to end with solar panels. Build a roof over the highway, put up solar panels, enough electricity generated from this to power every single state building in Massachusetts. Plus, he wants to run a train, a bullet train, between Boston and Albany in the middle of the corridor. This would eliminate, on days like today where we have ice on the road, you can't, I'm looking outside. I live at the corner of two streets, and there have already been four accidents that I've counted this morning because people can't stop. They just careen down the hill into other cars. And normally the streets are well taken care of here, but there's a really bad ice storm, which will go away because temperatures by the end of the day today will be in the 60s. Where you are, Kara, I think it's going to be 70. What's the high temperature forecast for New York today?
It's supposed to be in the low 60s. Yeah.
Right.
And then tomorrow we're supposed to get a huge snowstorm.
Yeah, so weird. 75 today and 35 tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think we're supposed to get 6 to 10 inches tomorrow.
All right. Well, that's the way that is. There's a plane leaving Boston this afternoon, and guess who's going to be on it?
Guess where it's going.
Adios.
You do have a knack for escaping the cold, you know, right before
people,
it happens.
You know, it's really, people used to laugh because they could tell what the weather forecast was by where I was.
Yeah.
When I'm leaving, they know that there's a storm coming, and that is the case.
Getting out of town.
Out of town. I want to go see my love, Victoria. Victoria. I want to go see, well, Victoria could be my love, but Jennifer's my love on the West Coast. 21 after the hour with the DJV deal.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Treats me like a princess. Let me have it my way. I can tell he's hanging.
From the Mondo Bizarro world, this story of Jamie Lynn Spears' daughter, Maddie. Who was on an ATV, and it went off the cliff and into the water, right? She had a seatbelt or a safety belt around her, so they had to jump into the water. She was in critical condition. We were talking about this yesterday, but now she's off of the ventilator and is conscious as of yesterday, sort of midday. So who was it that actually went in? Paramedics resuscitated her, but who got her actually out of the water?
I think the paramedics did, because did. The reports are that Jamie Lynn Spears and her husband both went into the water to try, and Jamie Lynn tried to unhook her seatbelt and couldn't do it. But I think the ATV had flipped over on top of her, so she was submerged.
Yeah.
So I think once the paramedics got there, they were able to pull her out.
The one case where the seatbelt doesn't work, right? It's a detriment rather than a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Man.
When you go into the water and you have a seatbelt on, that's a problem. Even in a car, truck.
And she's nine, right? Nine years old?
Eight, I think. Yeah, eight.
She eight?
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever. All right, well, let's hold a good thought for her. That's an important thing. Power of prayer, power of positive thinking, power of all of us wishing well in that circumstance, and many others. We probably should find a point in each day where we could highlight and use the power of our audience to make a situation better, because I, for one, absolutely believe in the power of singular thought, and how if you, and it happens over and over, even though sometimes in my day, yesterday, I had a horrible day. It was one of the worst days I've had for a long, long time. And you know the old expression about the darkest sky is darkest before the dawn?
Mm-hmm.
And within an hour of me hearing some news that was going to affect me in my life significantly, the whole thing turned around. I got a call from somebody who said, well, here's how we're going to fix the problem. And he didn't know how bad the problem was. But it just like, it was like, it was like a flower blooming. And it changed everything. And those things happen. And I believe that there are so many people working on this particular project with me that want it to work, that they are helping to move it along, as is the case with something like the baby, or any time we find something that's a horrendous problem for an individual or a family, we ought to focus on. That's kind of like GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. It isn't always just about money, though. In this case, this is not about money. It's about this girl and what may be has happened to her brain for being underwater that long, and will she ever really, if she survives, what's her life going to be like? But there are situations like that that present themselves. I think we ought to look for them every day and hold good thoughts for people.
Yeah.
Now, my good thoughts end when it comes to Michael Bolton.
Oh, man, come on.
Ah, what a horror show. Anyway, he claims he's here, Jennifer, to set the mood for lovers on Valentine's Day.
Of course,
with his Netflix special, Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine Day Special. He's also referred to himself as the world's greatest lover. It is kind of gross. I've never heard a song that he didn't ruin. Anyway, well, he likes to cover some of it. Some of it's kind of fun. When a man loves a woman, this was a big song, honestly.
I just always feel like he's screaming.
Yeah, that's
always
what it sounds like to me. Yeah, right.
It's like,
exactly.
You know, for me it's worse. It's like he's pooping because he's always straining.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Look at the veins on his neck.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So
it's like
I
castor oil or something.
Give him an enema.
Prune juice.
Prune juice and an enema. Wow, get out of the way. You're going to make that happen.
Let's do a GoFundMe for a colonic for Michael Bolton.
Ease his pain.
That's perfect. That's a great idea. Let's do that. Huh? Oh, yes. Put us all out of the pain. A colonics and enema and prune juice. All three of those things. Wow. Clean that right out. Clean that puppy up. All right, 28. It is 28 after the hour here with the DJV Experience. Hello.
Hi, I'm Warren Estine with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Excessive barking. How many calls do I get on the Pet Show about why is my dog barking? I had a call just last week from a listener who had an older Great Dane that all of a sudden started barking in the middle of the night. And she was asking me what would cause that. Could it be dementia? Could it be cognitive dysfunction? Yes, it could be any number of things. But my guess in that situation was because the dog had just started it recently, is that perhaps he was losing his hearing. When our dogs get older, just like with people, some of our things change, or we don't hear the same way, we don't smell the same way, we may not even talk the same way. As our dogs get older, the same process takes effect on them. So if you have a dog that gets up in the middle of the night and starts barking for apparently no reason, or a cat that gets up in the middle of the night and starts meowing for no reason, don't get angry right away. Speak to your veterinarian. It could be very possible that your dog or cat is losing its hearing and everything sounds different to them and kind of scares them a little bit. So a cuddle and a hug and a kiss is a better approach. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 1 dozen red roses plus a free glass vase and chocolates for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the night.
Smooth, man. This is a smooth radio program with smooth people associated with it. There's smooth Victoria Keelan, smooth Jennifer Horn, smooth I'm nothing if I'm not smooth. Doug Steffen with the DJV gang, our perspectives on things like the situation in San Francisco, where they have, what was the name of the Rice-A-Roni, right? Was the San Francisco treat. Now there's another treat in San Francisco. Apparently, a vote was taken on Monday night in the San Francisco City Council, which will allow all San Francisco students to get free tuition at all the community colleges, regardless of the income of the student's family. Program will apply to all San Francisco residents who have lived in the city for a year at the time of their enrollment. City's funding this program with a new tax, of course, on the sale of real estate. Get those people who have money. If you sell your house for more than $5 million, it'll cost you $3,000 more, because that tax is going to help fund this program. Part-time students take advantage of this situation. Program does not cover books or other classroom expenses. Oh, what an outrage. Let's sue the city. This is terrible. Full tuition about $500, because the city and the state help to fund these, you know, all the community colleges that are run, or any regular four-year schools. UCLA, college system in California is actually quite good. It's whacked. It's crazy, man, how much is spent for these programs. And I don't think people deserve, why would you let somebody who has the ability to pay not make them pay? Yeah, I can understand trying to help those people who show promise, who have something to give. If they have a good education, they're going to contribute to our society. It's kind of like the letting in the immigrants. The immigrants that can contribute to our society, they go through the vetting process, and it looks like they're more positive than negative. They ought to be allowed to come here. That's my view on it. I don't think everybody should be excluded. I just don't. By the same token, I don't think everybody should get a free college education. I paid for mine. Jennifer, you paid for yours.
I did.
Victoria, I don't know that we've ever talked about how you went through school, but come on.
I mean, I was really fortunate. I didn't have any student loans. I mean, my parents paid for my college, but, if you can pay for it, I don't understand why you would need it to be free.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is also, when things are free, what do we do with them?
Nobody
appreciates them. We don't really appreciate them. When you actually have some skin in the game, or when your parents have some skin in the game,
right,
the pressure is for you to perform and do a little better and to do it in a quicker way. I mean, I don't really want to pay for a college student to be on the long program and take 9 years to graduate school because he's out having fun. So,
well, yeah, that's one of the biggest things for me, and kind of one of the biggest fires under my butt, is that my parents, I mean, I had some scholarships, but my parents paid for most of my college. And now it's like up to me to work hard and, you know, make money so they don't ever have to pay for anything for me again. That's, I don't know, that's my goal in life.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking of, there's another story floating around here about college and the haves and the have-nots, and people who focus on some of these really upper-level private colleges like Harvard that raised over $1 billion in donations for their council fund. They have an endowment of $41 billion.
Wow.
It's just amazing. And I remember being on a plane I can't remember his name, a great guy, actually. I interviewed him 3 or 4 times. He was always on television. He was an advisor to Nixon and to a couple of other presidents. I can see him. He's got thin, sort of light brown hair. Speaks a little bit of a southern drawl. Very good guy. I just can't remember his name. Anyway, he'd been hired by Harvard to go around the country to raise money for their endowment. And the donation, I'm sorry, I put the decimal point in the wrong place. It's 40, what did I say? No, it was 41 40, billion. No, that's right.
40
okay.
billion?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they lost money on their endowment with a bad investment last year. And I'm thinking to myself, who is these people get paid? You know, the guy who runs the Harvard Endowment gets paid a couple hundred million bucks a year. This guy is, because there is, and one of them went to become Undersecretary of the Treasury, and I can't remember what it was, a couple of administrations ago. That's how powerful these people are. And there hasn't been, to go back to another one of my points, making the focus on education and what the opportunities are, the last two or three people who have run the Harvard Endowment were not born in America. There was a Pakistani who ran it. I forget where the other guy came from. But they were just brilliant investors for the most part. And they were great at managing these things, trained here, and stay here to contribute here. So there are a couple of different messages from this story. One, how much crazy money they have at Harvard. Two, how the people that run these endowments make all kinds of dough. And three, how it is that we find people in many of these sensitive jobs who do a good job that come here from other countries and learn how to do it and stay and contribute important things. So, I don't know. I mean, neither here nor there as to you can draw your own conclusions. Ladies, if you have any comments, please, now is the time to come to the aid of your friend Uncle Dougie.
I don't love the fact that these people that had the endowments make all this money, because I just think it's counterproductive, and there's, like, you know, they are profiting off of the donations.
Yeah, but in order to get somebody good, Jennifer, you got to pay them.
Exactly. But to get someone good, that's exactly right. But to get someone with contacts and a Rolodex, and, you know, a lot of times they're worth the money, and that's fine. And I actually support these things because I don't want to have to pay taxpayer dollars to pay for people's education, and some people need help paying for it. So bring on the scholarships, bring on the private donations, people whose hot button issue is education, let them donate. I mean, I think that's all very positive.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I went to a private, part of my education was at a private school, and that had a pretty sizable endowment. It was an all-girls school, but had a big endowment, and there were a lot of scholarships set up by various trustees and former, you know, alumni who you sent, you know, paid for exclusively for five girls to go to school every year and things like that. So I think it works, and I think more of that should be happening instead of just sitting in this. It's like the lottery to me. You know, whatever happens to the big pile of money that's just sitting there,
right.
You know, it's,
well,
like,
it's
all these schools,
it's making
have
more money, and the endowment increases if they've done, if they're like Warren Buffett, and they invested in intelligently, there's a lot of a great return. Not in this case, it doesn't go to individuals, it goes to those who want to use the endowment for good. But, you know, and they give a lot of scholarships away to Harvard, no question about that. But ultimately, what are you doing? Yeah, well, I mean, what do you need all that money?
Right, that's kind of my point, right.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's good to have it, but what are you doing?
Right.
All right, here's the flash of the day. Headlines from the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu is coloring his hair, huh?
You're flashing us?
Yes, I am.
The, you said, here's the flash of the day.
Flash from the Middle East.
That thing away.
It has been discovered that Benjamin Netanyahu is coloring his hair. Wants to look younger, apparently more debonair, dapper, if you will.
The shock and horror.
I know. Is it? I mean, that's,
you know,
the
speaking of aging, can we just talk for a second? Can we talk?
Jennifer's had her birthday.
Yeah, can we talk? No, not about me. No, Kirstie Brinkley. How phenomenal
did she look
in Sports Illustrated?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be 63 years old, and she looks fantastic. But I was just listening as I was getting ready this morning. I had the news on, and they were talking about the reason why she looks so great. And instead of just saying, look, she's, you know, blessed, obviously, genetically, and she's worked really hard, and she lives lives a healthy lifestyle, they're talking about how she's had Botox in her neck, and they're like, picking her apart for all these things that she's had to try to stay young. It was on TV this morning. When I was getting in the shower, I was listening to these people saying, I'm sorry?
Well, I just wondered where. Most of these people that come up with these things can be ignored pretty easily.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's like, leave her alone. My God.
Yeah.
You know, Benjamin Netanyahu wants to dye his hair. A big deal. Please, we're all
teasing about
you.
That.
I know.
People are making such a big deal out of it, like it was an important thing. I just thought it was kind of funny. 24 past the hour. This is not funny. This is important stuff. I'm about to underscore and remind you that Valentine's Day is next Tuesday, according to my calendar. And yours probably, too, if you have the same calendar. If you're not on the Chinese calendar, then you know that Valentine's Day is next week. And what are you doing about it? Victoria, Jennifer, have you bought anything for the loves in your life?
I have not.
I've bought a lot of stuff already. Yeah.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. What'd you get?
Well, I bought some candy for, I can't tell. This is going to be, it's a secret. But I have purchased a few things. And by the way, I buy Valentine's. This is not going to be a shock to you, Dougie and Victoria, but I buy a little Valentine's Day gifts for a few people in my life.
Yeah, right. Because you're a very generous giver.
Well,
here's the people who like things that are different. Gifts from Sherry's Berries. When you do that, you show the person that you send the Sherry's Berries to, that you plan to have.
I already ordered some too. Shh, don't tell my parents.
Yeah, okay. No, I won't. Hey, Mike, what's you getting for Valentine's Day from... We can talk about it at brunch on Saturday. Maybe I'll bring some with me. How's that?
No, don't tell them. It's a surprise.
All right, so the experts at Sherry's Berries want to help you find the perfect gift. So there are all kinds of things available today. You can check out pictures of them on our Facebook page, the DJV Show, at DJV Show. The freshly dipped strawberries, you see pictures of that. The dozen assorted roses, see pictures of that. And by the way, that's the special for today. Sherry's Berries and a dozen roses, $39.99 plus shipping. That's the deal. Beautiful flowers, delicious berries. All you need to do is go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, and use the code DJV. This is a one-day deal. Strawberries and roses, $39.95. Just go to berries.com and use the code DJV on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, DJV, for this amazing deal today only.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, a couple of quick television notes here. We're going to check the TV schedule for tonight as well. The Beach Boys Pet Sounds documentary is going to air on Showtime. This album, remember Pet Sounds? How many people remember Pet Sounds?
I know the album. I don't remember it when it came out. But
Making Pet Sounds is going to feature a lot of footage and studio outtakes. I would look forward to seeing this.
Yeah, that would be great.
Coming up, let's see. It is supposed to be on March 27th. Is that right? No, that's the North America tour. I'm not sure when this is going to air. Anybody know when it's going to be on Showtime? Once they start it, they keep running it.
I don't know.
Over and over again. Something, it'll premiere in April at some point. And Gaga news. She and Metallica are on the Grammys with James Corden as the host this Sunday on CBS. That'll be good. Ratings are in, Jen, for Gaga's halftime show. 117.5 million viewers. And as we said earlier, the sales of her product going through the roof, pardon the pun. Katy Perry, though, got a little higher ratings. 120.7 million watched hers. Was that 2 years ago?
Interesting.
When she did that?
I think it was a better game, wasn't it? Two teams that were,
there were a lot of people going, oh, I better just go to the bathroom, hit the bar, get something to eat,
All right, so where are we? So we don't go to the bathroom tonight. What's on, Jen?
Well, we're celebrating Valentine's Day with Sherry's Berries, and on ABC, they're celebrating Valentine's Day starting at 8 o'clock. They have their Valentine's Day sitcoms. It's a full night of love. The Goldbergs, Speechless, Modern Family, and Black-ish are all celebrating Valentine's Day. And as a side note, Nathan Fillion is back as a guest star on Modern Family, so you can check that out. Lethal Weapon is new tonight. Fox, starting at 8, Jordana Brewster steps into the spotlight during this episode. She's been participating in that show. And Spy in the Wild, a nature miniseries on PBS, starting at 8.
Hi. Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The hour, my pleasure to introduce Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend, with some thoughts about what you should get your pet for Valentine's Day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you really love your pet, you will be buying hugs and kisses or something along that line once they get some more of them. How about we give them Sherry's berries? How about that, Warren? We'll give them a little chocolate, some strawberries.
You can't give the dog chocolate, but please send the Sherry's berries to me. I love them.
Yeah. Okay. Warren Eckstein here goes through what to get your pet for Valentine's Day, plus the answer to the question, do children love their pets more than their siblings, coming right up here.
Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 3030. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. One dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery and add-ons to complete your your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3030. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3030.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here with us from the Petro Great Weekend Radio Program. You can call into the show every weekend. He's on for a couple of hours answering questions about the psychology of being a pet versus the psychology of being a pet owner. And the owners have more problems than the dogs, believe me. Warren is here to testify to that, having been on the air for 30-some-odd years doing that program. Unga bunga. So you get asked, I'm sure, a lot about Valentine's Day gifts. Is this serious? It is serious, isn't it?
The relationship. Look at the relationship you've had with your pets over the year, the relationship most people have with their pets. It's probably the closest. I tell secrets to my pets that my wife would never, ever be told. So there's a certain relationship that people have with their dogs and cats that they don't have with anyone else. So Valentine's Day, of course, I'm going to buy the lovely Denise some Sherry's berries. And for my own dog, what I'm going to buy this year is nothing. I'm going to fulfill one of his bucket list dreams. And we're going to go hiking in the Red Rocks of Sedona and just enjoy the day. So sometimes a gift is just spending more time with your pet than going out and buying something that you would normally get him.
Right. You know, that goes for people as well, I think, Warren. That's very sage advice. Very cool. But what percentage, I know you did a poll of your audience, so actually what percentage of people listening said that they were going to do something special for their pet for Valentine's Day?
I was shocked. I was shocked by the amount. 70% of my listeners, remember, my listeners are obviously pet lovers, but 70% of my listeners would say to me last week that they're definitely going to be buying their pet something or doing something special with their pets on Valentine's Day. I think it's a great, great thing to do.
Cool. All right, here's the question. Do children love their pets more than their brothers and sisters? Everybody secretly has a favorite family member, right, under the circumstances? And so according to this survey, people are increasingly likely to say they consider their pets to be family members. I think that's true of for heaven's sakes. Don't you think most people, when you talk to those folks on your radio program, they feel like their pets are their family?
It is, but for kids especially, it's so important. If you think about the children, you think about, you know, sibling rivalry, you think about the pressure they have in school, the pressure parents put on, the pressure their teachers put on them. And the bottom line is the only time they can really kind of be by themselves and be who they are and no one's telling them to clean their fingernails or do more homework is with their pet. So the relationship that children have with their pets is a very, very special relationship. For example, growing up as a child, I was very, very shy. Look at me now. And the bottom line is I was able to talk and relate to the dogs, cats, rats, and snakes that I had as a kid. But the bottom line is the relationship between children and pets is unbelievable. I do believe that the relationship is even stronger between a child and their pet than the siblings and their family.
You had rats and cats when you were a kid?
I certainly rats and cats and snakes, and it was fabulous. No one would go in my room.
Did you see? All right, so here's the story. This came out of somewhere over the weekend. That a kid in Texas went to the bathroom and there was a snake in the bathroom, in the toilet. Mm-hmm. So the authorities came in, pulled the snake out, and there was another one. And then there was another one. They pulled 16 snakes out of this toilet.
Worst nightmare. Oh.
Isn't that awful?
I wonder what they
do with them.
But you hear
in that circumstance, do they try to handle them or do they just kill them, Warren? What do they do with them?
They usually try to find a zoo or a reptile society in the area that will take them. In general, they will. There are all types of reptile.
Should we be afraid of snakes?
You need to understand snakes. You don't need to be afraid of them. You need to understand them and respect them and differentiate between which snakes are dangerous and which ones aren't. Just like people.
Right.
Just like people.
Right. The postscript there is just like people.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.